Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is The Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. Drew Smith is a singer-songwriter from Hamilton, Ontario, and he spent his career chasing melodies that linger long after the music ends. Now more than a decade since his last release, Smith returns with a new album entitled Leaf by Leaf. Leaf by Leaf was recorded by Smith's longtime collaborator Andy Magoffin. Smith also had the good fortune of having percussionist virtuoso Joshua Van Tassel handle the drums. Leaf by Leaf is set to remind listeners why Smith's music, which blends indie authenticity with mainstream charm, still resonates with listeners worldwide.
But it can't give me what's needed. Sacrifices made in the past for my deeper meaning. Ancestors treated like less than dirt, not included in many books, misunderstood and overlooked. I can't trace that sight so far back. With or without technology, I can't change that. But the future of my people will be televised. No surprise, 100 years from now, we can look back to see the rise. But today I'll get a job and won't get paid like Haiti. I speak up louder than Kent, they feel allowed to call me crazy. Oh, I must be lazy. Then I confuse at the end of my long fuse when I say, okay, I'm out or pay me. I'm a dude, I'm a boss, I'm white, I'm CEO. I'm straight, I get airplay. Guess what, I'm none of those. I speak out, then I'm an angry black woman. But I look in the mirror and I just see a human. I can never be open. They only pushing back cause they know they can feel important. Token, I can never be open. Seem like they only appreciate me when I'm broken. can't be outspoken. Today and I heard a passing conversation. Well, she had to do it, cause you know a minority saying. Then it faded off and I shook my head, cause I won't weigh in on stupidity who don't even attempt to have the decency to know a name. And what I heard was they don't care what was coming out, just who it was from. I'm feeling kinda done. Why fight a brick wall with a fist? Yep, just one. Cause the other is playing defense to another box I'm on. Equality and opportunities is unity, but the quality of humanity is based on a society that doesn't even look at you and me equally. It's pretty simple, man. Try it out for size. Next scenario you question, flip it in your mind. Switch it around and see if it's still even. If not, the common denominator is the one that's deceiving. Token, I can never be open. They only pushing back cause they know they can feel me pulling. Token, I can never be open. Seem like they only appreciate me when I'm broken. I can never be open. Run and give me props cause they surprise I'm outspoken. But I can't be outspoken cause when I'm misspoken it seems a little bit too awoken. Token, I can never be open. They only pushing back cause they know they can feel me pulling. Token, I can never be open. Seem like they only appreciate me when I'm broken. Token, I can never be open. Run and give me props cause they surprise I'm outspoken. But I can't be outspoken. Common things said, oh, there's more like me? You mean I can find my community through the same device that don't include me? That's duality I'm torn between. We are connected, but how tight can that grip be? Education is key to unlocking the knowledge we need. And don't stop asking questions. Question, if that society doesn't fit all of we, why don't we use what we need for the tools to break free?
With his first recording project, Paraseo, Edmonton pianist Joshua Banks has proven himself to be a thrilling new compositional force in contemporary jazz. And after studying the sounds of illustrious Asian pianists Hiromi Uehara, Kei Kitagi, and Nari Sol, Banks called upon his formidable technical facility developed through years of classical study to craft an album featuring a distinctive fusion of styles that strives to expand the presence of Asian-inspired jazz in North America. Paraseo will be released worldwide on Friday, May 16th. Here he's outspoken with Tia Fanny. Kentucky is the musical project of Canadian singer-songwriter Jordan Holman, living and working at his studio in Elmont, Ontario. Since miraculously surviving his battle with drug addiction and several near-death experiences that resulted from it, he now finds himself constantly receiving what he calls transmissions. They arrive at odd hours, fully formed melodies, complete songs, direct instructions on what songs to write next and why, and all kinds of titles, riffs, and chord progressions. Through his nostalgic yet urgent acoustic rock and roll, he seeks to restore the elusive enchantment that once adorned music, reminding us that art can transcend time and place and deliver universal truths with beauty and dignity. His songs ask only that we tune our ears and hearts towards something now half remembered, the message of an artist brimming with wonder and timeless possibility. He'll be in Kingston next at Spearhead Brewery for his Kingston album preview on May 24th at 7 p.m.
Just need a little runway. Tonight I'm gonna make it. Tonight I just need. flight is leaving around 9:15. Can't believe I'm flying after all the things I've seen.
Miles on gasoline, that's how we'll get to Colorado. A westbound train powered by steam, I'm headed for my city. Well, the Crystal Peaks is where I lie. Where comes from my time to go? With the coast so bright, she could light up the night. Oh, here I come to the ride. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Springs and the pine in the air. My love's the only one to judge. And neon signs come Christmas time. Well, you know I'll be there. I see Wranglers north high on a field, and they're in some cattle. Rooted culture that's engraved in the soil that the city man wants to battle. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado.
Come springtime, the gunnison starts to melt. I tell you all the stories I've had. There are no words for how I felt. Like a drive up the I-25 for colors. But how could I miss what county? Firestone to the Houston Gardens. Take my source along tree. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado. Oh, Colorado.
Colby Turkington is an independent artist from Toronto. He started releasing music in May of last year and then really got his start around June. He strives to become an even better artist than he already is and is always looking to improve. Colby describes his music style as country, infused with elements of Zach Bryan, Chris Stapleton, and Flatland Calverly. Wait, a country artist in Toronto? Think about the music that brings joy to households at dinner, as well as long drives on highways, and that's Colby Turkington. Hometown hero, and by hometown I mean the limestone city, Kingston, Gerald McGrath has just finished up a full house show at this year's Homegrown Live, and in preparation sent us his latest release, Tiny Tragedy. Ahead of his show, Gerald was spotted at the Buckle enjoying a proud moment at the Next Gen stage in the downstairs bar. That, my friends, was no Tiny Tragedy, just a stellar performance. Keep it up, Sophie. Oh, yeah, Gerald McGrath.
Celebrating mediocrity in a smoldering city. We're on the long slide down the rotten Lincoln's jails. Children in cages, we have failed. The devil sitting in the big house. To hell in a handbasket. Meet the angel of the bottomless pit. If we don't act now, to hell in a handbasket, that'll be the end of it. How are we gonna save the world now? It's all rigged, we can't win the game. Who to turn to lay the blame? When will the nightmare end? They call it the national dream. You're asleep to believe it, it seems. You'll wake and find it's all gone. To hell in a handbasket. Meet the angel of the bottomless pit. If we don't act now, to hell in a handbasket, that'll be the end of it. How we gonna save the world now? Your screens and see her face. Connect your mind to the human race before the gray matter melts. Stand up for those who can't. Write a song, get out your rant, and sing we are the world now. To hell in a handbasket. Meet the angel of the bottomless pit. If we don't act now, to hell in a handbasket, that'll be the end of it. How we gonna save the world now? How we gonna save the world now? How we gonna save the world now?
On April 25th, singer-songwriter and New Music This Week alumnus Brian Tremblay released a new single from an upcoming album called Songs for the Modern Cowboy. To Hell in a Handbasket was inspired by the state of the world we live in today. Quote, I've always felt we as humans could do better and be better, said Tremblay. It speaks of desperation and not knowing where or who to turn to when things are coming down hard on you. The imagery may sound bleak, but Tremblay feels we need the truth shoved in our faces once in a while. Quote, like I said in the song, reminds Tremblay, we'll meet the angel of the bottomless pit if we don't act now. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more. And as always, if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio. Email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca or visit our Facebook page at New Music This Week and click the Send Email button. Thanks for tuning in.